My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Let's talk to my man, B-Mac, Bryant McFadden. He does a great podcast called All Things Covered. He also is an NFL analyst for CBS Sports. B-Mac, you've been saying it all offseason, and the final official word came from Mike Tomlin this week that the Steelers are starting Russell Wilson. And I was like, thank God. Yes, because I'll be honest, I think that Justin brings a little bit of different flair to the situation. But I know what I'm getting with Russ, and I don't know if I'm getting the 2018 Russ or not, or the 2015, but I think this is a good decision for us. I'm not talking about the Steelers. Tell me what you think about it, and what are they saying up there in Steeler land?
Well, me personally, I like the move. And the reason why, guys, is because if you were to compare both players from a year ago, and that's the only thing we can do when you look at comparing, right, looking at what Justin Fields did in 2023 for the Bears, looking at what Russell did a year ago with the Broncos. Russell was a better quarterback, right? Russell was a better quarterback. He completed around 66% of his passes last year, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Both of you guys would have took that with Atlanta last year coming from the quarterback play. If you had that those type of numbers in Atlanta a year ago from your quarterback, you would have made the playoffs. You would have won the division. So Russell was a better quarterback, and I know he's been criticized. I think he's been unfairly criticized because people are talking like Russell was trash a year ago. He wasn't. Boom. And until they made that financial decision to bench him, because remember, he wasn't benched because he was playing bad. They wanted to bench him because he declined to take a pay cut. At that moment, when those things happened, they were in the playoff conversation. Think about that. They were in the playoff conversation when they demoted Russell Wilson as the starting quarterback in Denver. So me personally, yeah, we didn't really see a lot from Russell in preseason. He was injured. We saw some glimpses of positive things from Justin Fields, but Justin didn't really do enough to really unseat Russell, which is why I feel like Russell was going to win this job regardless.
B-Mac is freaky. What's up? How you doing, Bub?
How you doing, John? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, I got a quick question. Is there any vendetta on the part of your offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh against our team coming back to this stadium?
I mean, me personally, I don't think it's a vendetta, but you better believe it should be very, very personal for Arthur Smith. I think being a competitor and just knowing how he wants to establish himself as an OC in Pittsburgh, and he's playing against the team that basically let him go and say, well, you're not good enough to be our head coach. You better believe this should be a personal opportunity for Arthur Smith. Now, John, you know he would never say that publicly, but internally you would think he's feeling this is a little extra spice for him. You know, it's not just hot sauce. He got some peppers on that thing as well, because he's feeling this is an opportunity to really, number one, get a win, get off to a good start. Number two, show your old organization you guys made the wrong decision.
All right, B-Mac, none of these wide receivers scare me. All right? Real talk right now. You already know. You're laughing because you know. George Pickens, okay, he should have 1,000 yards for whoever is quarterback. Van Jefferson is washed. Calvin Austin, stop it. None of these guys scare me. So with that said, what are you going to do? You're going to come in here and you're going to try to run the ball. Well, guess what, B-Mac? The O-line right now is broken. So for everything that I know about the Pittsburgh Steelers going into week one, and I don't think that much changes between now and 10 days from now, tell me what they're going to try to come in here and do with Arthur Smith, because this is not the team that we might see 8 weeks from now. But to start the season, there are questions about Russell and his mobility and how he can move around when he is pressured. The offensive line, I've been saying it for 2 weeks, has issues, and none of these wide receivers scare me.
Yeah, and to your point, that's why, you know, Atlanta will be the favorites in this ball game. Now, upon Brandon Ayuk staying with San Francisco, many people thought he would find his way to Pittsburgh. And then when that happened, now you're looking at Pittsburgh like, ugh, a year ago you had better wide receivers than what you currently have.
Exactly.
You probably improved. No, I'm sorry. You did improve at the quarterback spot, but you took a step back at wide receiver when you let Deontay Johnson go, who was more than a serviceable wide receiver one or wide receiver two, in my opinion. So, yeah, if you're Atlanta, you got to like this matchup. Now, you're playing against a team that is feisty. They know how to win. They know how to compete. They know how to win ball games. But personnel-wise, from top to bottom, especially on the offensive side, Atlanta has a better offense than Pittsburgh personnel-wise on paper. But the game has to be played, and there's a lot of unknowns that are associated with both teams. You don't know what Russell's going to look like, because we saw the bare minimum from Russell offensively in the preseason with this new team. And you don't know what Kirk Cousins and his starters is going to look like, because they didn't play. So, what? This is an opportunity for Atlanta right now. Atlanta fans should feel extremely excited about the potential of this ball club starting week one. But you guys know how I'm rocking and rolling. Carl, John, I'm taking Pittsburgh all day. We're going to find a way.
Oh, my goodness.
I wouldn't expect him to do anything else. I mean, he's going to stay.
We always find a way.
No, I know you do. You always find a way. You're going to find a way to the team bus after the game after a loss and fly home unhappy, but you'll find your way. You were a great defensive back. You tell me, if I'm a general manager and I add Justin Simmons to Jesse Bates and A.J. Terrell, do I have one of the better defensive secondaries in the NFL?
I'll say you have two of the best safeties as a duo. You know, the option, the concern for me, I think would be the concern for you guys in studio, would be the opposite corner outside of A.J. Terrell. You know, Mike Hughes, if not mistaken, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he's slated to be the starter opposite of A.J. right now.
Yeah.
Mike Hughes has kind of been a journeyman, came into the league with a lot of high potential, really haven't lived to the billing. But this is a great opportunity for him to kind of, you know, bring back his career, to say the least. And then outside, you got Clark Phillips, and you got some unproven guys. You know, King, who's been often injured more than anything, what does he have left in the tank? But with that concern opposite of A.J. Terrell, hopefully these two experienced ball-hawking safeties can help that cornerback or those cornerbacks opposite of A.J. Terrell. And I love the addition of Justin. Carl, you've heard my praises. I don't know why he was still available. Two safeties that can coexist. Yeah. Two safeties that can tackle, they can play, they can be a big-time productive player in the box, in the post, and they know ball. They know ball, you know what I mean? So this defense has improved dramatically in the secondary, adding a guy like Jesse Bates from a year ago and then Justin Simmons. And then you look at getting Matthew Judon, an established pass rusher who is highly motivated because this is a contract year for him. So I think those two additions alone could help the secondary out in totality when you can put pressure on opposing quarterbacks, when you got two big-time safeties that can keep everything in front of them, and most importantly, turn the football over.
Best, one of the best secondaries now in the league? Are you willing to say?
No. Wait a minute. You got, look, John, Carl, y'all ready to jump the gun and say that one of the best secondaries in the league? We got to wait and see.
Why
to
be not? Determined. Why with these skill sets?
We got to see it on the field. We got to see it on the field. I mean, the names look good. They sound good when you talk about them. Mm-hmm. All right, it makes you feel good, gets you fired up. But we have to see those names that we're talking about on the field together, balling together. In the preseason, we didn't see anything from those guys, right? So we're basing all of our opinions and our analysis based on what these guys have done in years past.
Okay. All right. Preseason? It's B-Mac. B-Max joining us here on Toots and Bell. We're talking football. You brought up Brandon Ayuk. What the hell's going on, man? We went through 6 weeks of all this fuss for nothing. They still cut the check. At the end of the day, he still gets 4 years, $120 million, and he didn't go anywhere. Like, what is going on? I see Jerry Jones every day talking about Dak. I love Dak. Dak's a son to me. Dak's great. But he still hasn't cut the check. Like, the 49ers, after all of this, do this, and they still haven't taken care of Trent Williams. What is going on?
I don't know. I mean, Brandon Ayuk, I think he just wanted to steal the headlines because you basically got the same contract that's been on the table for weeks.
Thank you.
And you stay in San Francisco. All of this hype about, you know, erasing the social media when you don't follow your team. And I don't know why guys keep doing this because I think it's come on, man. You're a grown man. And then number two, you said you want to be out, right? You want to get out. And you got a team that's trying to make it happen. And you're like, you know what? I really don't want to be out. I really want to stay in the house. But I just was pissed off. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But to your point, San Francisco not having Trent Williams, I think they got to find a way to try to get Trent Williams done or get him in the camp because he is the engine that gets everything going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Brandon Ayuk is a very, very critical piece to what they do offensively, especially in the passing game. But Trent Williams is a critical piece to what they do in the running game and the passing game. And he is a tone setter for their team. There's a lot going on in San Francisco. That's why I don't like San Francisco to come out the NFC this year. They have too many different issues going on. Brandon Ayuk. And will Brandon Ayuk be ready week one against the Jets? Will
no.
he be on a pitch count?
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm
no.
the same way. No. He's not going to be ready week one. I wouldn't be surprised to see a soft tissue injury surface for Brandon Ayuk because he's been away the entire offseason.
We know what you're saying. Okay. You can code it. We get you. No, we get you.
Yeah,
we understand.
So
no, it's all right.
I
understood exactly what you said. It's fine. You did it well. No FCC issue here. Okay. Just want to check on that. We're talking to B-Mac here. Hey, is it me, B-Mac? Or we went through this offseason here in this training camp of the preseason. And to Carl's point, I mean, you end up with San Francisco. You got Dallas, you know, with its issues. You've got the Jets and all the carping that's going on with, you know, Aaron Rodgers and the team. And you've got, you know, multiple teams here that seem to be, for whatever reason, not in the same headspace. And there are lots of them in the NFL that seem to have a problem right now that's going on in camp. Or is it just a normal preseason and we're making too much out of it?
No, it seems a little more than what we've seen in years past. Now, the headlines, think about this, guys. You guys are in media just like I am. There's the cupboard was super full when it came to finding talking points to talk about with the NFL this season. There are so many things you could talk about. And good or bad, it's been a conversational piece week in and week out. And they've been stealing the headlines because either Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, contract, no contract. Will they pay CeeDee Lamb? Will they pay Michael Parsons? Where will Brandon Ayuk go? He's disgruntled, right? Trent Williams, Aaron Rodgers is saying something in the media concerning politics, and he's not a politician. Like, what's the disconnect between Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh? I mean, there's a Daniel Jones and the Giants. I mean, this is what the NFL is, and they love it. They're loving it. That's why so many people tune in to the NFL, because the anticipation, the buildup. The buildup starts during the combine, and it transitions through the draft. Then from the draft, it starts in offseason, who's being moved, who's being traded, who's being cut. So there's never a moment where you don't have nothing to talk about when it comes to NFL. And that's why I love this is the thing I'll say about this, guys. This is the one period in the NFL season, before the NFL season, where I really enjoy the most, because there's 32 teams in the National Football League. And with that being said, there are so many fans that represent all 32 teams. And there's at least 27 teams that believe at this moment they actually have a shot to win the Super Bowl. Think about that. Think about how many fans are walking around with their chest up high before week one kicks off, and they believe we actually got a shot. Now, some of those dreams are flatlined by week three because reality sets in, but you actually feel like you have a shot, and that's what I love about the game of football, because at this moment, for all our Atlanta Falcons fans that are listening to us, for you guys, how excited are you about your team this season? You believe you got a shot. And reality is only one team with a shot.
No, we don't believe. They do have a shot. That's not a belief. Yeah. It's a fact.
Now, if I'm Carolina,
fan, it's a fact.
They should quit now and go ahead and just be 0-15.
Carolina should quit. And the Saints should tank for Shador because,
that's what I said. Remember, I said there's 27 teams that actually believe they might have a shot. 27. I said that.
There's a handful where it's a fact. This is a fact.
I got one more for you before we let you go. It's Brian McFadden, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. It's been, and this hits home, B, because the kid's from here. Deshaun Watson right now is looking like a bust. It's been five years since we've seen Deshaun Watson
best at his move the Falcons never made
at his best. Well, that's easy to say now, but what are we getting with him this year? What are you hearing about him, and what's the deal? Because if you're Cleveland and you have a subpar year, let's just keep it real. Defense is Super Bowl ready. They got Myles Garrett. Defense is stacked. Chubb's going to miss the first 4 weeks, but he'll be back. You spent money on Amari Cooper. What is the deal with Deshaun Watson?
It's time to put up or shut up for Deshaun Watson. Now, when you miss almost 2 years of football and you play quarterback, no question there's going to be a decline. But then when you go get 230, 240 fully guaranteed, something we've never seen done before in the game of football, the expectations are there, deserving so. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, to whom much is given, much is expected. And it hasn't been a big story, Carl, John, because they've been winning. Oddly enough, they're one of the few franchises in the National Football League where they don't necessarily rely on the quarterback as much as other organizations. And that's why they've still been successful, because two things have happened with Deshaun since being there in Cleveland. Either he's been injured, or he's only given you serviceable football. In both cases, they found ways to win. So it's kind of been swept under the rug when you talk about the expectations that are following Deshaun. But this season, you got to find a way to deliver the goods, my boy. You got to.
Yeah.
Because when you get that type of contract, that type of money, you have to deliver. You cannot be a guy that's helping out. You got to be a guy that's leading. Because in that division, when you have quarterbacks like Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and now Dangerous. Yeah, don't laugh, don't smirk. I mentioned Russell Wilson because last time I checked, he is the only quarterback in the AFC North with a Super Bowl win.
Yeah, all right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, I got you.
Please tell me to stop when I say a lot. That's not a lot. I'm dead on right now. So you have to respect that. So for Deshaun Watson, you got to deliver, because let's look at it like this before you let me go. Look at what Cleveland did this offseason. They kind of told us something, guys, without telling us something. They signed Jameis Winston to be a backup. They also signed Tyler Huntley, who's been a backup throughout his career, but also a guy who started in the National Football League with Baltimore. So you brought in two more than capable backups to be on your offense. Are you telling us you're preparing for something with Deshaun Watson?
Yes.
Because you don't usually see that with organizations, right?
Think about that.
You brought in two veteran, savvy backups that guys have played and have started in the National Football League.
His cap hit is $73 million, though. $73 million cap hit. You can't bench that guy.
I to your point, John, I think it's more about they don't think Deshaun can stay healthy.
Yep.
They don't think Deshaun can stay healthy, so they're just preparing for if something happens to Deshaun. Because remember, they weren't prepared last year. Luckily enough, they got Joe Flacco out of the car pickup line, and he was playing like Joe Flacco Super Bowl winner.
Fresh off the couch.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, fresh off the couch.
Yeah, fresh off the couch. No, he's in the car pickup line waiting to pick up his kids. Man, that car pickup line be super long, too. Goodness. Man. But it's like they don't want to be in that conundrum again of trying to figure things out like what happened from a year ago. So me personally, to your point, everybody says that Daniel Jones has the most pressure. A lot of people saying Dak Prescott has the most pressure.
No,
I would put Deshaun Watson in it. Yeah, exactly.
It's Deshaun. Exactly. That's why it's been sweeped
under the rug.
Yeah. Good stuff, B. We got to run, man, as you know. Great, great stuff. We look forward to next week. The start of the National Football League is here.
Oh, boy.
Cannot wait. And we will definitely chop it up with you, man.
Y'all got 1 week to enjoy the expectation that y'all believe y'all got a shot. Because reality is going to sit in a Sunday from now when the Steelers come to town. Dangerous.
This was a good interview until we just went off the rails.
Well, you know, I mean.
No, I'm still here. I'm still here. No,
and then when he said he was picking the Steelers.
He's going to invite B-Mac back on.
B-Mac, man, get out of here. We got to go, bro. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.